to everyone who has served our country a sincere thank you on this Memorial Day holiday weekend, and we hope all of you tuned in find a way to celebrate and honor our American freedoms. The full recap of last week's big Let's Go America Tour Hot Springs, Virginia is now posted on our website. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation as we take you back to London. We'll all be back with you live next Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on June 1st.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. We welcome you back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, April 13th. Today, Mary and I are in England, so that means it's just after 4 p.m. local time here. And these next 60 minutes is of the show, well, this is the grand finale of our big Let's Go America tour in London that's been happening all week. After today's show, when we wrap things up, Mary and I, we are headed over to Greenwich, where time actually begins, to begin the Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom with Seabourn for a 14-day expedition cruise that will take us around Wales to Ireland, Isle of Man, and Scotland. Next week's broadcast will come to you live from the capital city of Isle of Man, that's Douglas, and then in 2 weeks we will be live from Kirkwall in Scotland. If you're just tuning in and missed the first 60 minutes of the show for some reason, well, by 2 p.m. Eastern Time today, both Hour 1 and Hour 2 of the program should be posted to our website at rmworldtravel.com after it has legally transmitted to all of our stations across the country. And to follow all of our travels this week, see all the photos being shared, you can just check out our social media at RM World Travel on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and X.
All right, as we begin Hour 2 in today's FBOC, Andrew Pike, General Manager here at the Milestone Hotel and Residences, is joining us, and he's ready to go on Mic 3.
Oh, Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
How are you?
I am absolutely brilliant, Robert and Mary. It's great to be here. What an honor and a pleasure.
Well, we feel the same way, so thank you very much. We appreciate you being here with us. So listen, you know our affinity for your CEO, Jonathan Raggett. It's been very enjoyable getting to know you and the team members this week here as well. You know, there are hotel operators who do a good job at delivering a pleasant enough stay, if you will. But then there are companies like Red Carnation Hotels that are not transactional, truly get hospitality, deliver on providing meaningful guest experiences. Mary and I have spent firsthand time, and we have experiences with your colleagues, Niall Rockford over at Ashford Castle and Ashford Lodge, Andrew Chantrell in Guernsey at Old Government House, Malcolm Hendry, we were here 5 years ago, the Rubens at the Palace and others. So you all get it. I want you to talk with our show fans around the country right now, listening back in the States, about what it is, what it means to you about delivering hospitality and what you want every guest who comes here to experience.
Brilliant. So, you know, probably the starting point I'd say is, number one, people want a warm and genuine welcome. They want to feel that they matter, and that's easy to say, but not always to deliver. So every single guest that comes through our door, we want them to feel that they're the center, and it begins and ends with them. And then we want them to really feel like this is a true home from home for them. You know, so, and that's something we spend a lot of time doing. So it's, we don't say, okay, if you want to eat off this menu, you've got to sit in that restaurant, you've got to sit in the bar. People eat and drink where they want to, and we really, really want them to feel, as you would at home, that you can just relax and chill. So that's kind of the starting point for us.
I want to build on that because we've always felt that hotels and resorts really are more than a place just to rest your head. And if you love to travel, they really can become a home away from home, and the team can become like friends, if not an extended family. And you have an interesting background. You came to this business through the culinary side. You've also worked in the UK country house hotel sector. But for the past 18 years, you've been general manager here at the Milestone Hotel and Residence. It's a luxury five-star property. You cater to a wide range of guests coming in from all over the world. Just take us behind the scenes a bit and share some ways that you and your team go about really making it special for your guests.
So I think maybe the starting point is we recognize that everybody's an individual. And one guest might love chocolate, another guest might be into healthy food. And so our mission, and really where we focused a lot of time, is to get to know the guest. Some of that information we can get before they arrive, others that we build onto discreetly while they're with us, and then we can start to build a little bit of a profile of what really they enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then you can drop little elements of that in. And what's really special is if they come back 3 months later and we've remembered and used some of that, then they go, wow, how did you remember that? So yeah. it isn't magic. It's careful planning. It's attention to detail, and it's a genuine love of treating everybody as an individual.
Well, and it's that authentic experience that, you know, people have asked us this week, and I say it's hard to describe. You have to experience it because it is an experience. And, you know, what Mary and I have experienced this week will be different than our show fans that come and stay with you and so forth. So I do want to ask you this. You know, do you find being part of a family-owned business to be a real asset, you know, when you have to compete for travel dollars against the big corporate operators and brands and even the home-sharing platforms that are out there?
I think I'm a little bit biased in this, Robert, I'd have to say, because I've only ever worked for family companies.
Okay.
Number one, it's quite nice to know the owners and for them to know you. And that then filters down through all of the team. So it's like an emotional connection. It truly is a family. And that's easily said, but it actually is like that in reality. And so what it means is that if you work for a family-owned company, you have to put a little bit more of yourself into it. And I always say, to work well in a company like Red Carnation, you really need to like being a bigger piece in a smaller machine. You like to be someone that can have an impact and be recognized. And that doesn't work for everybody. I believe there's some people that are happier working for a large corporate organization, but for Red Carnation and for a family business, for me, that's part of the DNA.
So also building on that, we talked a little bit earlier in the week about your team, and, you know, we're not surprised. This is not our first visit to a Red Carnation property, but, you know, Robert, we've talked about it a lot this week. Your team is really outstanding, and the training that must go into having them all run consistently and at a high level has got to be a lot of effort and work. So I do want to give you an opportunity to talk about how you find the right people and talk a little bit about your team.
So it kind of starts with us. Number one, most major, we look for what we call people with a high HQ factor, hospitality quotient. So that's what we're looking for. And that part of it, in truth, you either have it in you or you don't. Mm-hmm. You can train pretty much anything and everything, but the bit that comes from within is that desire to make people feel good. And so we're looking for people with that spark. There's one little technique we used to use, and we still kind of use it discreetly sometimes. If we're interviewing somebody and we sit them down in a chair opposite, at the interview, we discreetly have a look at what they do with their chair when they get up. Because if they carefully position
it back in,
it shows an awareness of their surroundings and the impact they have on them, and it shows a little bit about their attention to detail. If they just push it up and walk away, then maybe they're not what we're looking for.
That is not the Red Carnation HQ.
Yeah.
Interesting. Exactly. Yeah. But that's a detail.
Andrew, we're going to need to leave it there for today. You know, we thank you very much for joining us on set. Thank you to you and your team for all the hospitality.
It's been a delight.
It has been a delight for us as well. We look forward to continuing these conversations in the future because we will certainly have you back on the show.
Wonderful.
And our best to you for a busy rest of the spring and summer season that's ahead, right?
Thank you. We're hoping. It looks like it's going to be that way.
All right.
You're off to a good start with the sunshine here
exactly
right now.
All right. Well, Mary, you know, listen, we are going to up next. We have two guests. One of them, ironically, goes back 5 years to the day. So, folks, I'm going to tease that. We'll talk about that when we come back. As we step aside for some important sponsor messages, London, the UK, bespoke travel, a lot more is headed your way for the G Block. Don't go anywhere. Our big Let's Go America Tour London continues in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Our friends at Field of Greens just got one of the best testimonials ever. Listen to this. Quote, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. Thanks, Field of Greens. Unquote. Field of Greens can't promise your doc will dance into your room, but they can promise this product will improve your health and make a difference or your money back. You can get started with 15% off by just going to fieldofgreens.com and using the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look for a link under sponsors. Springtime is all about fresh air and freshly cleaned homes. It's also the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security at simplisafe.com/carry. It's the only home security system we recommend. The system blankets your whole home in protection. It's got sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Right now, get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit simplisafe.com/carry. That is simplisafe.com/carry for 20% off, or find a link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This is Mary Carey. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation from our big Let's Go America Tour London on April 13th. Next week, we'll be back with you live. We hope you experience a pleasant Memorial Day holiday weekend, everyone.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Back indeed, and Let's Go America. Welcome back to England, everyone. Today, it's the big Let's Go America tour in London. Mary and I are coming to you from the Milestone Hotel and Residences. We're in the Kensington section of the city. Before we delve into more of this city, Great Britain, and bespoke travel, well, here's a quick message from Seabourn.
Discover the Seabourn difference yourself on one of their luxury voyages and expeditions. This is all-inclusive, premier ocean cruising at its best.
Oh, it absolutely is. We're so looking forward to this, folks. Seabourn can take you to all seven continents aboard an array of curated voyages. We'll be sharing an expedition cruise with Seabourn with you live for the next 2 weeks, as we've been talking about. You can also come travel with Mary and me from Rome to Barcelona this October 30th to November 9th. Just go to rmworldtravel.com. Click on Join Us 2024 Mediterranean Cruise in Blue at the top of the website. You'll be all set.
All right. Our first six segments today have been wide-ranging. Now we're going to focus deeper on London, Great Britain overall, and discuss some bespoke travel opportunities waiting for you. Joining us here on set, we have Anthony Pickles. He's currently a director with Blakeney. Longtime show fans may recall him from his previous post with Visit Britain. And also joining us is Rob Walbank, private travel management specialist with London-based bespoke tour operator Brown & Hudson.
Guys, welcome. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be back.
Yeah, thank you very much, Anthony. That's a little bit of the tease, Rob. How are you?
Good afternoon. Lovely to be here. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, so Anthony, I teased before the break, you know, it was exactly 5 years ago to the day, April 13th, 2019, we were broadcasting the show from Rubens at the Palace over in the Westminster section of the City of London. You were part of that show. We knew when we were planning this program we had to have you back, so it's great to see. A lot has changed in this country and the world since then, but London's popularity certainly is as strong as ever. So I want to get into this because, you know, tourism is a key piece of your economy here. This is a top city for Americans. It is actually the top city that Americans visit when they come to Europe. So what are some of the things that you feel London does well to keep travelers coming?
Yeah, so, you know, back when we were having that conversation, we were a year out from the pandemic. And, you know, at that point, London was absolutely booming. You couldn't have had a busier city if you tried. And obviously, just a year on from us having that conversation, the city was empty. Nobody was traveling. We weren't allowed to. We all had to be at home. And I think actually, in a strange way, what that has done for us is it's brought everybody back out again. Everybody wants to discover what's on their doorstep. Everybody wants to go and have a look around where they live, visit the museums, but also go further afield than London and discover their own country a bit more, particularly when we weren't allowed to go back on aeroplanes. So in a strange way, I actually think tourism's probably in a slightly healthier place now. The numbers might not be back quite at what they were when we last had that conversation in 2019, but they're certainly on the way back, and I think that's hugely positive. In terms of what people can do at the moment, I mean, there's just a wealth of choice. You know, just on the way here this afternoon, you know, I popped into two museums, saw two brand new exhibitions open today, And that's what's so fantastic about the city. There's always something that's happening that, you know, it's unexpected.
If you can't find something to do in London, there's something wrong with
that. Yeah, there's a lot to do here. But I also like what you just said, and I want to broaden that with you, Rob, in terms of London. Of course, it really does sell itself, I think. But when you go outside, we've done many day trips on other trips here to London. And we've done Bath, we've done Brighton, Oxford. We talked a little bit about
Cornwall's
this in the open Cornwall.
Right now,
yeah. We haven't done that one, but Canterbury, Manchester's a great town. What are some other areas? And do you recommend that people, when they do plant themselves in London, get outside of the city for a bit?
Absolutely. I think it all depends on how long they're here for. Some people who are just here for a few days will understandably want to stay in the city because, as Anthony said, there's enough, or more than enough, to keep people busy. But no, I would recommend it. Absolutely. You know, we're, as islands, we are bigger than just London. And it's so well connected, and you can really get out to different areas. I mean, there's quite a few to choose from, but there's a beautiful place called Elmsley, and that's in Kent. And it's a lovely, right on the coast, and it's got luxury cabins, and it's got a little luxury hotel, but it's all very in keeping. And it's about 40 minutes east of London.
Well, Mary knows that well. She has family.
So that, I don't know that little area, though. My family's from Kent, so...
Yes, northeast Kent.
Northeast Kent. All right, we're going to have to explore that. That sounds
so
beautiful.
Anthony, I'm going to ask you a similar question to what Mary just asked Rob, because I know during your time with Visit Britain, you know, as head of tourism affairs, you worked to tell the travel story for all of Great Britain.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. So, you know, in our country, there are so many cities and regions promoting tourism. We do a Destination Spotlight series in this show, actually, for them. But, you know, how do you feel other areas of the UK do in enticing travelers beyond London?
So we're getting better at it. It's always been a bit of an issue. You know, the big airport that lots of American visitors will fly into will be Heathrow, and that's here in this city of London. So getting people to, you know, obviously enjoy everything that's on offer in London, this great global city, is really important. But then it's about trying to entice people out into the regions and, you know, to explore not just parts of England, but the other nations as well. And that's always been a big challenge. So, you know, just to give you the statistic on this, 54% of people that come to the UK won't leave the square mile that we are currently sitting in. So there's an awful lot of country to go and visit. And you know what? Brits are just as guilty as everybody else. So, you know, every year I see something.
of not exploring the country.
Yeah, not exploring. Mm-hmm. You know, every single year you've got to really make the effort to sort of look at the map and think, which bits have I haven't seen? And there's always a surprise. So, you know, there's always great things to do. You know, just last year I did a fantastic trip where I walked Hadrian's Wall, which is the old Roman wall that joins the north of England. So you can go literally coast to coast, 84 miles. An amazing...
How long did it take you?
Well, it's apparently supposed to take 10 days. It's not that I'm very fit, but we did it in 3 days. That was bad planning. But we saw a lot, and it's a fantastic thing. And it's an example, you know, you can literally see the country on foot if you want to. So there's a whole host of opportunities available for people when they come here.
Let's talk a little bit about trends in luxury travel. Rob, whenever your company founder, Philippe Brown, joins us on the show, we always appreciate his inventive and ever-evolving approach to the world of travel. And it is complex, and people are always seems to be changing what they want, and that's your job to figure it out and get ahead of it. But similar to what we discussed with Andrew Pike last segment, you also have a very discerning and wide-ranging clientele. What are some current trends in travel that you're seeing now at Brown & Hudson?
Well, it's what you've said is true. We have a huge kind of breadth of clientele, and everyone is completely unique, and that is where the real magic comes in, which I know that Philippe has mentioned before. And we spend a lot of time, you know, getting to know our clients, and because that's what it's about. It's about the why and not the where. So it's difficult to say where they're going, because a lot of the time, with the clients that we have, it's about where we'll actually deliver. What they want to feel like when they come back or on holiday itself, or what is a key interest for them? Because a lot of the clients that we have, they could go anywhere at any point in any time. So I think that's the key thing. It's us to understand why.
Do you see them picking, and when they choose destinations, are they picking multiple destinations? Are they staying longer in one destination?
That's a good question. I mean, they are tending to stay longer in one destination. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quite often where once you're having the conversation with them and, you know, they're going to one particular place they might want to go to for business or family or some other reason. And then the more you speak to them and the more you can give them more ideas about, oh, I think you might like this. It's kind of not too far away. And you know.
Yeah, I think more, that is. We have this 14-day expedition cruise we're headed to, mm-hmm. and we're going to probably go to about 20 different places in 14 days, and the hotel's going to follow us, which is kind of nice. So this question, which will be great, actually. But this question is really going to be for both of you because, you know, as you know, Mary and I, we live in the New York City area, and despite it not being prime time for our city these days because it is poorly run, there are many things that we still love about New York, right? I want to know, give me one or two things that you love about your city here in London that you say makes it a great destination to plan a visit and come experience, and you each have about 30 seconds.
So for me, I think there's two. The two things that I would pick, the suburbs. I think London is a place that's made up. You look at its history, it develops as lots of villages being consumed by the city. So there's always a really interesting corner that you've never been to. And it will have some incredible history that you can explore. I think the second thing that's happened here, and this might be a surprise for some listeners, is that the food scene in London, I think nowadays, does actually compete with New York, I dare to say.
Yeah. We've been talking about this week.
It's evolved dramatically over the years. Okay. Yeah. Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd like to touch on something that you said earlier, which is...
20 seconds.
It's very much about the opportunity, especially for our clients as well, to do something completely unique, but it has lots of the history and the culture. So, you know, when we're always looking at where people could dine, we want people to dine in somewhere special. So in this beautiful surroundings we've got here, there could be somewhere, you know, where mm-hmm. we could actually plant something up, we could do a production and really produce a wonderful dining experience. And that is all over London. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, listen, Anthony, great having you back on the show again. Wonderful. I guess 5 years from now, we'll book it now. All right. We'll see you again then. So thank you so much, Rob. Nice meeting you in person.
Yeah, Rob, thank
you.
Give
our best to Philippe and the Brown Hudson team, okay?
We'll do. Thank you.
Thank you both.
All right, folks, up next, last hour we took you down to Royal Albert Hall nearby. Now we're going to take you on a trek to uncover London's spy and espionage sites. What do I mean? Well, stick with us. A reminder, we archive every hour of every broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay with us, everyone. Our big Let's Go America Tour London is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. We'll all be back with you again live next weekend starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on June 1st. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation from our big Let's Go America tour in London on April 13th as we pause for the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
And Let's Go America. Today we are coming to you from the Milestone Hotel and Residences, all part of this week's big Let's Go America tour in London, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Robert and I have been traveling this week, and we'll continue to travel over the next few weeks with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy likes the Max Light series, and the facts are one of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is quality luggage.
It absolutely is. Some of our Travel Pro Luggage is here on set with us. It's been what we've been traveling with now, I think, for over 20 years or more. What we appreciate is they are first-class luggage, folks. That's what they offer and accessories as well that are affordable. They stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Visit travelpro.com to find exclusive show savings or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, next up and joining us on set is Anna Arak. She founded her London-based company Imagine Experiences with a group of partners who've been in travel and hospitality for years. Like most entrepreneurs, she saw something that was missing in travel and she decided to make a change.
Anna, say hello to America.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much.
Well, very nice to have you with us. We appreciate it. We enjoyed our time the other day. And I got to tell you, we love the entrepreneurial spirit. It's something that Mary and I both identify with people. We enjoyed the experience with you this week on undercovering, I think we called it Undercovering London's Espionage and Spy Sites. And having you and James a part of that for us was great. I'm going to set the scene for our listeners right now by sharing a quote from you from your website. It says, "Let's change the scene." Share what you mean by that.
Let's change the scene. It was already 2020. I think the pandemic was actually the breaker. It was the consumers were asking, was shouting for something new, especially those that have visited London once, twice before. So we said it was absolutely no one around. So we said we're going for the domestic market. If we can create experiences, unique boutique experiences for small groups that get the Brits to fall in love again of their own backyards, then we have done our job.
And then, but when, then when you get the Brits to do it, you knew you had something that you could sell to the world, which is what's helped your business take
absolutely off. Absolutely, Robert, absolutely. And we thought, what best to start with that the essence of Britishness of somebody like James Bond and incredible spy franchise.
Right.
Yes. You know, Anna, so these are not tours. And, you know, Robert, these really are experiences. They're highly immersive. You have one that goes into the West End studio where professional actors and singers teach the guests, sing, dance, and they have dinner and a show. How fun. I mean, just truly fun. What do you want your guests to most come away with once they've had an experience with you?
Memories. I want them to go back into 2 years, 3 years back and share with their friends and tell them not about dates or know where they're being or not ticking boxes. I want them to feel what they remember. I want them to, and something that is incredibly fulfilling for us is that the bookers that engage in our experiences do it for somebody they love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm booking this for my father. I'm taking my mother and just make them, we believe, and at some point, that the market was asking for something more immersive. I mean, immersive is not tech. Immersive is see the eyes through someone else.
But you do start your tours before people arrive. Just give a brief synopsis of that, because from when they book to when they show up for the tour, that you are already engaged with them, and then you even stay with them a little after. So give us a quick synopsis of that.
Cooking. Our experiences are like cooking, and one of the things we want to do is to start the fun. So we started to experience with AI and create that companion, which is an app that you can download. But those are characters. So in the case of the espionage collection that we have four or five products, we've got Miss Moneypenny. We've got Brother Benedict to take you through the wineries in Kent. And the emotional connection our incredible customers develop with those characters are, first, they can discover as much as they want from the subject that they choose in the first place, which are their passions. And second, when they actually come into the experience, they are already involved. They're already engaged. They are enjoying every minute. And even post the tour, they talk about it, they share it with their friends. So it's an incredible way to keep that emotion going. And again, building memories. We're here to build memories.
And really, people are getting the best of both worlds. They're getting a person who's also a character leading these experiences, and they're getting that AI piece of somebody who's actually another character in the story that they choose. It's just so interesting. So you have many experiences here in London. You're branching out into the suburbs as well in the countryside, but you've also branched out to Edinburgh, Scotland, another very popular destination for our American audience. A lot of Americans go to Scotland. So just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, about 40 seconds.
Absolutely. So we're London, incredible espionage collection, wineries around suburb, Jane Austen, but in Scotland, Edinburgh. Everybody wants to be a Highlander. Come and try your own kilt. Get arrested. Be a Jacobite. Walk the steps of Johnny Walker. You name it. We'll take you there, and you'll be the character of your own story.
Anna, we need to get you into the States at some point.
I want to give the website right now, folks. Again, we had a great experience, and it's more than a tour. It's just imagineexperiences.com, imagineexperiences.com. Go check it out. You can interact with Anna yourself and her team. Anna, thank you very much for the time that we spent with you this week and for joining us here on set for our live broadcast.
Thank you very much. I had a great day.
We had a great time with you. Thank you. We had such a good time.
Mary, we did. And yeah. I would also say florists. We got a little,
perfumery.
If you are a spy, you have
generation.
To smell like mom.
That's
exactly
right.
Like
seventh generation family.
So we
All
got
right.
our lovely Robert and Mary spies.
When the show continues, Bobby's going to reconnect us with Rudy. He's going to talk about something iconic in London, and that's the Black Cab. So stay with us, everyone. Our big Let's Go America Tour London is coming right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
We'll be back with you live again next Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. But today, for the Memorial Day holiday weekend, this is an encore presentation of RM World Travel from our big Let's Go America Tour London on April 13th.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by My Patriot Supply at Prepare with Carrie. In today's world, being ready is more important than ever, as self-reliance is critical for survival. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in and why we want to help you, want you to go to preparewithcarrie.com. Prepare with Carrie has helped millions of American families prepare for an uncertain future. Sealed inside ultra-durable packaging, these meals contain over 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage. This means that should a tornado or flood come, you'll be ready. They also make camping or backpacking or hunting easier, too. So don't get stuck not being ready for that. Anything can happen at any moment, event, or situation. Prepare for what's coming with preparewithcarrie.com and save $200 off a 3-month food kit, plus get free shipping. preparewithgary.com to save $200 off and get a 3-month food kit and get free shipping. Or you can find the link at Arm World Travel by looking under sponsors. Okay, let's go to our Patriot Mobile Show hotline and connect with Steve McNamara in London. He is the General Secretary of the Licensed Taxi Drivers Association. And, of course, licensed taxis are those famous black cabs of London. Steve, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Good evening. Thank you.
So, as most of our listeners know, I spend a lot of time in London because my family has lived there for well over 13, 14 years. And black cabs are famous for a couple of things, and you can back me up on this. The drivers having to take a test called the knowledge, which requires them to know just about every street in London, which is almost unthinkable given the mixed up nature of the streets and avenues in London. Am I correct about all that?
You're absolutely right. It can take anything up to 3 or 4 years to learn the streets, buildings, restaurants, everything you have to know, every building, everything of public interest.
So what is somebody doing while they're learning this? Do they have to have another job to support themselves? They're not getting paid to study for this, are they?
No, they're not. And it varies. Some people do it part-time when they've got another job. They'll be working and doing it. And other people who do it quicker, they do it full-time.
Okay. And how many black cabs are there in London? Do you know approximately?
Yeah, there's 18,500 black cabs in London, and there's about 22,000 drivers.
Amazing. And how I know there was, when Uber was invented and came to London, there was certainly a lot of bad blood between the taxi drivers and Uber. Have you all made your peace now?
No, we most certainly haven't. The thing when people talk about Uber, we had an app long before Uber. It was called Halo. Uber came to town, subsidized a lot of rides, really aggressive marketing. We weren't friends then, and we're not friends now.
Okay. But both are operating. And who do you find rides in most of your cabs? Locals? Tourists? What kind of proportion?
It's very difficult to do, and it depends on how you work. But the majority of people who ride in cabs in London are Londoners. And then different times of the year, obviously, we get different amounts of tourists and visitors, business people. The thing about a cab in London is it's completely classless. You can turn up, we get office cleaners in the morning, and yet we get people going to, film premieres in the evening, red carpet events. That's the thing about cabs in London. We're totally and utterly classless.
And one of the nice things about black cabs are the incredible roominess of the back seat. What is the proper way to approach a taxi driver to ask for a ride if you are going up to a taxi stopped on the street?
Yeah, you can either put your hand up in the street, you can hail a cab in the street and the driver will stop, or you can walk up to one on the rank. All you need to do is just tell him where you want to go, the street or the building or the name of the hotel. He certainly doesn't need a zip code or anything else. And he will take you straight there.
Now, I was told that I should, before I enter the cab, speak to the cab driver through the window and explain my destination. Is that some old-fashioned polite thing that's out of date now?
It's an old-fashioned and polite thing. It's certainly not out of date. I would say most people still do that. But equally, we're just at home nowadays with people who jump in and just tell us where they want to go when they're in the vehicle.
Okay. And can I pay with my credit card in a black cab now?
Absolutely, every cab in London takes contactless payments. Every card going we now accept.
And can I book ahead or call for one? How do I do that? Do I call a phone number? Do I go online?
We've got a variety of apps. We've got two or three big ones. One's called Get. One's called Free Now. There's one called Sherbet. And you can book a cab on those apps exactly as the same as you can in the States with any of the higher booking apps that you get there.
Right, and I gather Get is spelled G-E-T-T, as I recall, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's G-E-T-T. The other one known as F now is Three Now. There's a new one called Taxi App, which is owned and run by drivers exclusively. So there's no big business involved. It's a small corporate, and they're doing very well as well.
Steve McNamara is the General Secretary of the Licensed Taxi Drivers Association. Look for those black cabs. Very English. Thanks for joining us, Steve. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
wherever or however you're hearing today's show. Thanks for tuning in. We're off for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation of our big Let's Go America tour in London on April 13th. We'll all be back with you live next Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on June 1st.
Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America. We've had a terrific first week here in England as we've again experienced London. Before we travel over to Greenwich now to begin the big Let's Go America tour United Kingdom, as Mary and I welcome all of you back to the Milestone Hotel and Residences, we're going to take you to a globe-making studio, and we're sponsored by amac.us/carry.
When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who love America as much as we all do and unlocking a world of exclusive travel benefits, too.
AMAC members save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movies and events, food and dining, and more. Members also have access to AMAC's celebrated Social Security Advisory Service that can help you navigate retirement and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join today or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
A few days ago, we visited a globe-making studio. These are rare these days. Bellarby & Company Globemakers is a thriving art studio in North London filled with artists who are crafting some of the most unique and beautiful globes that you're going to find in the world. Here's some of our conversation with owner and lead artist and globemaker Peter Bellarby.
Well, Peter, you know, as Mary and I are here in the studio with you and we've had a chance to see firsthand, traditional globe making is quite an art for sure. You know, as the world has become more accustomed to these mass-produced globes, I know that you and your team, you're determined to make sure that handcrafted globe making does not become a lost art. We love that, absolutely love it. So I'd love for you to share briefly, you know, how you got started in all this back in 2008.
So I started this whole company because I wanted to find my father a globe for his 80th birthday, and I couldn't find one. I went to stores, I went to auction houses to try and find something that I was happy with, let alone him.
Sure.
And I couldn't find anything, or they were too expensive. So it was 2008. I was working in property. I was developing property. It's kind of a bad time with a little financial crisis going on to continue doing that.
Right.
So I thought I had a few months. I'd try and make one.
Peter, something that we learned today here in the studio with you is how old this craft is. And some say globes predate Christ, with the oldest surviving globe going back to the late 15th century. What is it about globes that you think has really stood the test of time in terms of their appeal?
They always traditionally were something that people would have to show how knowledgeable they were, to show their friends how they understood both the terrestrial world and also the celestial world. And I think they've stood the test of time because we still constantly think why we're on this planet, why we're on this world, what are we here for? And it's something you can have. It's a piece of art, but also a physical object that resonates with you, that you can have in your house. And it really is something that you can engage with every single day.
Mm. These globes are absolutely beautiful. You do craft them in all different sizes. You wrote a book recently called The Globe Makers. In the book, you write about your story here and the journey. And I just want to give a quote quickly. So one of the quotes is, "You make a perfect sphere, then cut out surfboard-shaped gores and glue them together like puzzle pieces. At first glance, it sounds easy, but then you also say it can take thousands of attempts just to cut one gore correctly." So talk a little bit about the complexity of the art itself.
There are so many things that you have to actually learn to make a good globe, but the most important thing is having good motor skills, having the ability to move your hands in a very controlled manner, and that's the thing that helps you cut with a scalpel perfectly, lay a wet gore onto a sphere without moving your hand too quickly that it might rip the gore. So there are all these skills you have to learn. But for me, when I actually came into this, I didn't know all the other skills. When I eventually turned it into a company, there were a myriad of other skills, marketing, PR, etc., that I had to learn.
How long does it take an artist here to learn the craft before you allow them to begin working?
At least a year.
You know, globes are certainly one of the things that I've always loved about globes and maps and so forth. They're a way to account for history, right? I mean, and where we are in the world, not only now, but where we've been. But what you and your artists, you know, are creating, they're also works of art. Certainly. and you have all different sizes of globes that are here, your globes are going to end up in people's homes. They're going to be in offices. You know, we have one in our studio that now, you know, I can't call it a globe anymore after seeing what's here. But public spaces they'll be in. You know, that's quite a legacy if you really think about it. So do you ever take a moment just to step back and let that soak in?
I get asked this question quite a lot, but we're so busy on a day-to-day basis just actually trying to make globes for our customers that I don't really have that much time to think. But I do like the idea we are giving people something that they can have in their house. A lot of our customers have artwork that they can admire, but they can't really engage with. This is something, it's a piece of art, and they can engage with it, and they can reference it in all sorts of day-to-day stories, events are going on around the world. It's an amazing thing.
And like you said, Robert, it really is. It's certainly a legacy piece, a piece that will look beautiful for years and can be handed down through families. But Peter, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming here.
Thank you.
All right, as we bring you back live now, folks, when you're in London, Peter's Globes can be found in Harrods or on their website at bellerbyandco.com. You can also pick up his book for the full story, The Globe Makers, The Curious Story of an Ancient Craft. Mary and I have enjoyed being able to share London with all of you today and all this past week. Thanks for being part of our big broadcast. That's a wrap for the London edition of our Let's Go America Tour on this April 13th. Now begins the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom with Seabourn. Next week's show will be live from Isle of Man. You can follow all of our travels on our social media channels and connect with us until then. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone here on property at the Milestone Hotel and Residences. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone. Let's go, America. We're off to Greenwich.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.